The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, you are. We've got 3 hours now laying out before us. We've already eclipsed the first hour. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist for InfoWars.com. He's in Radar Online. He's on the Inquirer. A new story about Lion Ted and his number being found in the D.C. Madam's phone records cache. We have the late D.C. Madam's lawyer coming on Friday with Madsen as well. But I thought I'd take you back to part of an interview I did on Fox News when she died back in 2008. And the article written by Paul Watson, overwhelming evidence points to murder of D.C. Madam. Justice Scalia spent his last hours with members of a secretive society of elite hunters. We're also investigating that mysterious death. So we'll talk about that as well with Wayne Madsen, who called it and said, this looks like an occultic area. I believe they do rituals here at Bohemian Grove. 3 weeks later, it came out in the Washington Post that it was part of a secret society founded by Bohemian Grove. Talk about on target. It's actually frightening. Truth is, Madsen just doesn't have a great nose. He has great sources. He was in the National Security Agency and covered Capitol Hill for decades, and he's amazing. I mean, the guy's been a long-time spook, folks. But he just freelances for America. I'm kind of scared of him a little bit. Let's go ahead. He's a nice little plump, sweet little creature. So that's the funny thing about guys like that is that they look so unassuming. He's a very interesting fellow. I wish I knew all his secrets, or maybe I don't. But let's go to that clip.
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, I do not think they want me to expose them.
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, the well-known radio host himself, the conspiracy theorist and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex interviewed Deborah Palfrey in March of this year when she told him what you just heard, that she would never commit suicide. So, Alex, welcome. What do you think? Do you believe this to be as the authorities say it is?
Geraldo, first off, thanks for having me on. She was a very nice lady, very genteel. There's no doubt in my mind that she was murdered. Let me just go through some of the basic evidence. She told me repeatedly on my radio show, and those interviews are posted at InfoWars.com in full, that she would never kill herself, that she wasn't planning to kill herself. I pressed her during breaks in front of the board ops. I said, listen, this is dangerous. You've got to say who these people were. Do you know? And she said, well, I'm not going to say. I just want this all to end. And I said, you've got to say who it was or you're not safe. She said, listen, I'll never kill myself. If they claim that, I was murdered. So we have a tape of her saying she wouldn't commit suicide. Now, NBC in Florida, where she had a condo, is reporting that one of her friends, who was the manager of the high-rise condos, and he's on tape saying 2 days before she was killed, before she died, she left to her mother's and said, look, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. I'm not going to kill myself. This is on tape. Then you look at Brandi Britton. She was facing 6 months in jail last year, shot her mouth off, Ms. Palfrey said, the D.C. Madam said, and said, I'm going to talk about who my Johns are. This is hypocritical. She was a professor. You know, she had a psychology degree. She was saying, this is hypocritical. I'm going to tell who my Johns were, and then she hangs herself. Number one, Geraldo, you covered a lot of criminology. You know, women don't normally hang themselves. First, one of her girls kills herself. Now she kills herself. Exactly. And on top of it,
that's it. There's more there. We're going to repost all those, do some stories on it. But Ted Cruz is tied into all this. And I tell you, they killed a lot of the women involved in that. And I love how the media degrades these women. When the most powerful men and women, by the way, get these women, these high-end prostitutes, the oldest profession, and then they sit there and talk about how bad and evil these women are, and the whole culture just treats them like they're trash. It's total hypocrisy. And just watching him be anointed and sliming around and everything, I mean, look, Look, lying Ted is cheating Ted. The evidence is overwhelming, and he's also blackmailed Ted. And now you know why the globalists like him is because, hey, they got him by the short hairs. They got him by the huevos. Just like George Carlin said.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
They got you by the balls.
They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
if I ask them, if I need them. You know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand. A lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. John McAfee has a big article out dealing with the bombshell revelations hidden in the Panama Papers, concurring with my analysis that it's really a Rockefeller Soros Foundation op targeting Putin selectively, but not one person in the United States. Also, we're going to obviously have Wayne Madsen on the murder of the D.C. madam, and the phone number now confirmed, reportedly, according to Radar Online and others, to be Ted Cruz's. And we've been at the heart of that investigation since she was on my show 2 weeks before they murdered her. And I've interviewed her friends, her family. They were after her. They said they were going to kill her. She was hiding. She was trying to get documents to people when they beat her up, drug her into the shed at her mother's house, and killed her. And the mainstream media went along with that lie, except for Geraldo Rivera and a few others. And as much as I disagree with Geraldo on a few issues, I think he's a very honorable, smart man who has a lot of courage for the things he's done in the past. But that said, I disagree with him on the open borders and things like that. Look. There's so much happening in this world, and it all ties together. And I want to get him on for a full hour in the near future, but he's just on with us for about 20 minutes right now. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, is a best-selling author worldwide. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he has been highly involved in the Vatican, been involved in some of the higher-level secret societies that are based there in Rome. His family obviously involved in some of that. That's how he got into all of it. And so much of what he's talked about has ended up coming true. Like you said, they're going to have a black pope. He's going to be a Jesuit, probably, you know, of this individual that we now currently have. He's talked about a lot of this. He said a couple of years ago that this new pope would end up resigning later and setting the precedent that you just have popes for 5 to 10 years or less. Now he's announcing that. Or you may have multiple popes. So they're killing the institution, whether you love it or hate it. Calling for world government, calling for open borders, criticizing Donald Trump when he's got 100 to 200 foot walls. He's called for the Italian military to go into Macedonia and Albania to stop the Islamics pouring in, but he wants every other country to take these folks in. So if you're a radio listener, he's joining us via video Skype, but if you're a TV viewer at Infowars.com/show, you can see in the background some of the amazing footage we shot last year in Rome, right above the Vatican and inside of the Vatican. So HD footage shot by Rob Dew and myself there on screen. We'll also roll HD footage of the bizarre occult compound out in southwest Texas where Scalia died, where there were devil masks on the main walls, little plaques of demons ripping apart and eating children. And Wayne Madsen is an investigative journalist par excellence. He said, I believe this is Bohemian Grove connected and that this is Dick Cheney connected. And I said, how do you know? And he just goes, oh, I just have a gut feeling. Well, no, he has sources. And then it broke in the Washington Post that indeed it was occult stuff going on there. And he was part of a ancient Vatican association of the Brotherhood of Hunting. But that's a cover because they said it had been destroyed by Hitler. And so it was, quote, brought back by Bohemian Grove in 1960. They take old orders and launch them again. Now, if you're a new listener, this isn't Alex Jones saying this. This is the Washington Post. Justice Scalia spent his last hours with members of a secretive society of elite hunters. This is weeks after our crew was down there and said it was like Bohemian Grove meets The Shining. So all this occultism ties in. So I want to just boil down this in pieces with Leo Zagami with us right now. We'll also talk about his latest book as well. That's also in English. But Leo, I mean, the occultism, the secret societies, they recruit you saying it's a good society. Then later you find out there's a society within a society, a society within a society. Geopolitically, what do you make of our election, Donald Trump, other big stories you're working on, and how this ties into Scalia?
Well, Scalia was in a club, in an order, actually, which is called the Order of St. Umbertus. This order is an order dedicated to hunting. It's a knighthood order, that goes back hundreds of years in the Austro-Hungaric Empire. It's basically...
Yeah, to Bavarian Germany.
Sorry?
To Germany, yes.
Yes, but at the same time, like all knighthood orders, they are linked to the Vatican, because there is no knighthood order that can be granted without the blessing of a church if you are an aristocrat. As this order is particularly connected to the European aristocracy, of course, is also connected to the Vatican. So Judge Scalia found himself in environment which is typically conservative, like the environment we know in Bohemian Grove. Like you said, it has connections to Bohemian Grove, because some of these orders risk to be extinguished when the Nazis arrived and they first of all closed down Freemasonry and then persecuted certain knighthoods which they feared could be used against them. And one of them, of course, was this specific one. So they might have on the outside an honorable cause, which is to defend, you know, the honorability of a certain kind of hunting done in a traditional way and so on. But, like you said earlier, the honorable, maybe outspoken endeavor of this order is not really why they are meeting. They are meeting to just make business, lobbying, and manipulating this new world order, crafting it in a very reserved fashion in these clubs, in these orders, wherever they are in the world. The Panama Papers that we are seeing now, of course, they are... It's a conspiracy specifically dedicated to those people who are not in line with the democratic agenda of the U.S. So with Soros, with Obama, and the whole show.
Sure, exactly. And they admit Bohemian Grove recreated the society, so it wasn't the original conservative society. We don't even know if it was authorized by the Vatican. He goes to it, even though it's run by a bunch of former black op commanders and Democrats that are in Obama's hip pocket and that Obama hangs out with. Sounds to me like he walked into a trap. We'd be insane to not investigate it.
The thing is that you see that this order in the specific actually is linked to the black nobility of Europe. This aristocracy, which is very close to the Vatican, is super powerful.
So you're saying he was in a super high power group?
It was a very super high-powered group, absolutely. I mean, they are the ones who are untouched. I mean, if you go and see, for example, who is being touched by this Panama Papers now scandal, the latest thing that has happened in the media, you will not see any members of the Bilderberg or prominent members of the Trilateral. You will simply see those people which at the moment maybe... can be, let's say, an enemy to this plan, which wants to install Hillary Clinton, president of the White House. And everybody here in Europe is fearing this. That's why they have also now exposed in the Panama Papers that a lot of money is going to the Le Pen family, for example, because they want to destroy the credibility of Le Pen in France. And at the same time, Le Pen is connected to Matteo Salvini here in Italy, which is now... with the Northern League taking a very strong conservative stand against this immigration. And also, of course, we have in the Panama assets Vladimir Putin, which is really the only one who has been really fighting ISIS on the ground, not with theories, but with actual war on the ground, which cost them also a lot of soldiers. Of course, at one point he pulled out of the whole thing because he has probably reached some kind of deal at the geopolitical level. Which
sure, sure. Without getting into too much of the esoteric, looking at the election, looking at what's happening, looking at Ted Cruz, and they have a lot of great sources, Leo Zagami, and this is all interconnected. What does it signify that the Pope's openly come out for world government, openly got involved in our internal elections, the Chinese communists have joined in, everybody else has joined in, we see this total demonization of Trump. I mean, from your intel, Is he good? Is he bad? Do they not know who he is? So they don't want him getting in a power position because he's not compromised? I mean, to me, it looks like they're legitimately really fearful of Donald Trump. I could see them demonizing him in case he's their operative to put him in power and fool the people. But they look legitimately upset right now.
No, they are upset. You see, I have had contact with people who are actually very close to Donald Trump here in Europe, and I see how they are operating. There are actually a lot of old friends of mine involved in this, and of course, even here in Italy, they are fearing the arrival of Donald Trump, because that automatically will mean a complete change, a political change in Italy, in France, in Germany, everywhere in Europe. So this reflection of something that could really change things scares the Democrats. The conservatives now, unfortunately, are getting corrupted, and we will see how much this corruption gets in the coming, of course, GOP.
That's what I was about to say. They seem to be losing control. The corruption's coming out everywhere of every institution. We're finding secret societies that are Vatican-connected under every rock. You know that I've never been a Catholic basher. I'm not saying it's a Catholic conspiracy, but clearly they've used the Catholic system and the Catholic institutions to bring in this Illuminati program that I know the church for many hundreds of years reportedly fought. Some would say, though, that's really a dialectic. It's controlling it. But then separately, you've got all this other corruption coming out about the royal families and pedophilia and other institutions, and that the interest rates are rigged, and that there is a world government, and that there are cancer viruses being added to the vaccines. I mean, almost everything I talk about and that you talk about that was hidden is now just coming out in the open. Have they lost full control? Why are they just admitting so much? Like, okay, we really are going to appoint whoever the candidates are going to be for the first time ever. It seems to be an uncloaking.
They are scared of Donald because Donald is not part of a club, of an order, doesn't care about a knighthood. It doesn't care about any degree in Freemasonry that can be bestowed upon him as an honorary degree because he's been a good fellow in the system. Donald really cares about the American people. I think that is, he's a businessman. He's a practical man. He might not be a great statesman, but I'm sure he might surround himself with great statesmen in the future. The problem is now that there might be an act of sabotage against him from the military-industrial complex that is moved within the Republican Party nomination. This is the real problem of now, and it will reflect in the whole politics of, sure, this new world order.
What happens to the media complex globally as the newspapers across the world collapse, as establishment media collapses, as new independent media that knows what it's talking about explodes? There seems to be some point where the establishment has to do something desperate to maintain their control. We see the attempts at censorship. We see the Muslim invasion. How does all that tie into this?
Well, they continue to pour in immigrants into Europe. The Pope continues to say that we have to accept them. He goes through all kinds of propaganda stunts. He even washed the feet of Muslims on the day he was supposed to do the act of washing the feet of some faithful. I really don't understand how a pope can wash the feet of another faith, of somebody from another faith, in an act which is really a right.
That's one world religion stuff.
Yeah, it is really, in the end, like we said in the past, Alex, going towards the one world religion scenario. And these immigrants now, of course, are a lot of business also for the church and for all these hypocrites, these politicians that I'm sure if Panama is the place where a lot of conservative politicians have put their money, there is other places around the world where the democratics, the left-wingers put their own.
Well, it's come out the French socialists literally pay almost no taxes and have Swiss bank accounts.
People like, for example, Massimo D'Alema, who used to be a communist. He has big palaces in Monte Carlo. He has money all over the world. And the same is for many other political leaders of the so-called left, including, of course, people close to the Clintons. So now we are in a situation in which we have to really understand that the people who are ruling this planet are corrupt. Fundamentally, they are corrupt. There's very few people who are
not. Well, you've made a lot
corrupt.
Of predictions. You wrote the book, The Last Pope, and then before that you predicted there'd be a Jesuit pope for the first time ever. Then you predicted that they would start again, as I said earlier, only serving 5 years like a tour or a term. He's now announcing everything you said he would do, because you've obviously got the high-level sources in the Vatican. So tell us, Mr. Zagami, tell us the next shoe to drop.
Well, last week, for example, the famous attic of Bertone, which we talked about for the first time on our special, you remember, here on InfoWars, that we made in Rome, was exposed, even by the Pope, who started his own investigation against Cardinal Bertone. Because the money to build this famous attic, which we talked about, you remember, Alex, in the documentary, this lavish place where Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone was living, was made with the money stolen from the church for the little children. So this is the hypocrisy of the powerful people that are in the Vatican. And Tarcisio Bertone, instead of condemning this situation, he came out and said, well, my attic is smaller than the ones of other 30 cardinals living in Rome. So there is another 30 cardinals living in Rome who have an attic bigger than the one that Tarcisio Bertone has, which is several hundred square meters. So why do we have to continue with this pathetic nonsense? I think that they are very scared because Donald Trump is a man of practical means, a man that sees also injustice when he sees it, and that he might really break this whole balance that they are achieving through selling to the people an illusion that the Pope is a holy man, that the Prime Minister or the President are very great people, but in reality they're all corrupt.
Sure, I want to shift gears back to what happened to the Justice Scalia, Antonin Scalia. Do you have intel on whether he was murdered or not? And if so, why? I mean, so many key cases he was going to be hearing. Such an important time for this to happen. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. The scripting of how they announced he died, the bizarreness of where he died, not having the autopsy, just from the beginning, it was like almost meant to make it suspicious.
Well, you see, the problem here is that the means that they might have used to kill him are now only known to intelligence services. Basically, they can give you, they can insert in your systems particles and things that react in a way that is even worse than poison, and create, of course, a possible stroke or some kind of other illness within the matter of days. So we might never really have a confirmation, because it's literally impossible if they have not permitted even this body to be resumed or controlled in any way, that we will ever have an answer for what you are asking me. But from what they're saying here in Europe, it seems that this secret society is linked directly to the Club Bilderberg and to the Jesuits, not only to the Bohemian Grove. Because it's linked to some elements in the European aristocracy who are completely behind. Remember where one of the last meetings of the Club Bilderberg was done? It was done in Austria, no?
Say that again, sir.
One of the last meetings of the Club Bilderberg
was done in Austria. Yes.
And this order is linked to Austria.
Absolutely. Now expanding on this, how are things going for the globalists? How are things going for this power bloc? Because China, we're almost out of time, is threatening military action. There's a lot of fights going on with Russia. How are things going between the different power blocs? Other key points you'd like to make in closing, Leo?
Well, in this power struggle, still we have to see the definite moves that will be done by China in the coming weeks. Because I think that if China gets involved by Soros into these Panama Papers, he might risk some kind of reaction from China. And China has some very powerful assets they can move against Soros. And, of course, the Bank of China also works very closely with the Rothschild Bank. So it might seem like at the moment these Panama Papers are only hitting on one direction, but the reflections of this scandal might actually hit the actual people who have motivated the CIA agents who have given that material, because that's how it is.
Sure. I mean, the German paper is the most controlled that's come out in the news. They put it out. They have it for a year to vet, to target who they want to go after. And it's clearly to just go after anybody that they don't control. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. His book, The Last Pope, available in English across the world.
And also Confessions Volume 1 and Volume 2, where I also mention you, Alex, and there is a surprise for you on Volume 2.
Surprise for me in Volume 2. I can't wait. All right, we're going to have you on soon, buddy. Thanks a lot for joining us. I want to do an interview with you on that sometime. Stay with us. We got Matt will be joining us.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Monday through Friday. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. John McAfee, the inventor, one of the first and most successful antivirus programs, also an adventurer in his own right, investigative journalist, running for president 2016, the Libertarian ticket. He came out with an excellent article on Business Insider. John McAfee, a time bomb is hidden beneath the Panama Papers, and we concur with his analysis. Here's our article, Soros and Ford Foundation behind the Panama Papers. Oh, my gosh, $2 billion in Russian-connected money. Oh, my gosh, in offshore accounts. Oh, my gosh, that is it quadrillions in fake derivatives? Or Bank of America taking houses that they never had a deed to that were paid for? Oh, no, it's loan guarantees. It's Russia doing business. I'm not saying Russia doesn't have a bunch of mafia activities going on. That's how governments operate. I'm not defending any of it. It's just literally a joke to see this type of crud in our media, where our media that tells us it's okay to steal popular elections from Donald Trump tells us how evil Vladimir Putin is. I mean, give me a break. We're going to go to John McAfee, McAfee2016.com, here in just a moment. First off, though, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a glitch. It's something I noticed, and I said we ought to advertise it because it works this way. We have one of the most high-tech, modern, safest, certified, best shopping carts out there. We already had a great one, but we've upgraded InfoWarsStore.com to where it has basic things like auto ship, where you know, something like a staple, like Anthroplex, a staple like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and InfoWarsLife.com that you want to get every month and don't want to forget to get. You get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You can get every 15 days, every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days. You can cancel any time. And it is 10% off your order when you do that. Well, we always hold back a surplus for people that have signed up for AutoShip. And I made the point that if people guaranteed we're going to order something, we could factor that in and hold back more so that we never sold out of some of the key items, because we sell out of a lot of it because it's hard to get super high quality organics always. And so sometimes we just don't have it, so we can't produce it at some of the top labs in the country that InfoWars Life uses. So it's a little loophole there that we've decided to keep there. I mean, we can keep it there or we can remove it. I'm gonna test it out. I mean, if you sign up now, you'll be grandfathered in and be able to do it. I don't know if we're going to keep it there forever, but you can go get items that are sold out because we held back enough to always be able to supply everybody who had already ordered, and we kept a surplus. Now, the problem is if everybody figures that out when things like DNA Force are sold out for 3 months, then we may get more orders in there than we actually have it, so it's got to be watched. That's why I say we may not keep it forever, or it may get so popular because it's starting to get popular that we can't do it for new people. We're just gauging it, beta testing it right now. By the way, a small shipment of DNA Force did come in yesterday. It's going to be back up on the cart today. It's our flagship product. It's a nutraceutical of the highest quality, half the price of leading competitors that aren't even as good. Most people go to medical doctors to get stuff like this. It's not prescription, but some of the stuff in it is prescription in Europe. The BioPQQ is of the highest quality. The CoQ10, all of it is just over-the-top nutraceutical level. We just signed a deal with a huge nutraceutical company. Actual, not nutraceutical, it's actually a large company that actually produces pharmaceuticals. But to start putting out our products as well, then we can even say that it was manufactured at you know, one of the biggest labs in the country. But that's the level of products we're bringing you. The DNA Force is back in. It says get on the waiting list, but we're about to change that and let folks know that it is back in stock as of the next hour or so. So Anthroplex will sell out. We also have Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. That is still in stock, but selling out quickly. And the newest product, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, with all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, totally absorbable because you're drinking it, so much better than pills. The best tasting out there, the healthiest. I mean, this is a game changer. We won't have any in for at least a month. So tell us what you think. Give us your reviews. And we really, really appreciate all of your support out there. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site that covers it all. Now, going back to John McAfee, who doesn't really need any introduction here today. McAfee2016.com, whoisMcAfee.com, futuretensecentral.com. And, of course, he was a programmer, engineer, worked at NASA, then worked at a bunch of other areas in the government and things. A very interesting fellow. In 1987, McAfee founded McAfee Associates, again, the most famous antivirus company in the world, sold it, the multi-billion-dollar company. And then, of course, escaped police and said that they were funding jihadists coming to the U.S. with fake passports and Ryerson. I rolled my eyes, and a year later it turned out to be true. I mean, I didn't think he was lying, but it just sounded like a James Bond movie. And he joins us now, good friend of mine, getting to know him over the years, really interesting, trailblazing, maverick-type individual. If there was a real Captain Morgan, they ought to put him on the side of the rum bottle, folks, I'm telling you. So the real Captain Morgan, John McAfee, joins us with what he says is a time bomb hidden beneath the Panama Papers. Mr. McAfee, good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's always good to be on your show.
I concur with your analysis, but you've gone over the much of the data dump. What is hiding there?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's hiding there, Alex, is that this is a smear campaign orchestrated by the U.S. government. There's an organization called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that put out this report. But what they did, I mean, there are 14,000 people who are listed in this report. None of them are American. There's no American politician. There's no American sports figure. There's no American actor. There's nothing. And yet we know for a fact that America probably uses these services of American citizens more than anybody else. And so I did some checking, Alex. I found out that the ICIJ is actually it's part of the USA Center for Public Integrity. It's funded by Soros, Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller, W.K. Kellogg.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects. And it reports to the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCCRP, and that's financed by the U.S. government through USAID. So this whole thing is a setup. It's basically to smear. It does two things, Alex. It smears our enemies or the government's enemies. And number two, it alerts those Americans who are actually in that database that we know who you are. It sets up, the table for enormous potential blackmail by the U.S. government. This thing is so absurd that it's ridiculous. There's already been one casualty. The Prime Minister of Iceland resigned this morning. And I think that there's going to be more casualties, but either one of two things is happening. They will come out later with a list of U.S. citizens, and they will be selective, as you and I know. Or all these people will be blackmailed by one of our Secret Services agencies.
Well, I concur with that. You know, on Sunday I came out when I first looked at it, and I said this is a blackmail operation. It's been in the news that Germany has the most infiltrated media by the CIA and by the private foundation networks. They sat on it for a year with 100 newspapers to vet who they would go after, showing they were very, very selective to clean it. Just like WikiLeaks to a certain extent, and that clearly it's the way to try to bring in more international law, more regulations. It is completely selective, and just what an amazing scandal that, sure enough, you've got the story, Business Insider, Kurt Nemo did the same research, leads right back to the Ford and Rockefeller foundations. They're the ones trying to get rid of the borders. They're the ones coming after the guns. They're the ones financing the war on police. They're the ones financing globalism. They literally are financing the fall of every nation state, the war against Russia and Ukraine, the overthrow of non-radical Muslim countries. They are the Legion of Doom. I mean, Lex Luthor, Alexander Luthor of Fantasyland, has nothing on these true supervillains. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Well, as the Süddeutsche Zeitung, the South German newspaper in Munich, sat on this story for over a year. And we do, in fact, know that the German media has been, in fact, highly infiltrated by the CIA. And I'm sure that every single reporter on the International Commission, what a great title, by the way, International Commission of Investigative Journalists, I can guarantee you every single one of those are CIA. And this entire thing stinks. It really does. And it bodes ill for American citizens. I mean, and maybe you have an offshore account for totally legitimate purposes. We don't know that the prime minister of Iceland, for example, did not have an account for legitimate purposes.
Yeah, most of this is totally legal, and the ultra robber baron rich for 60 years act like it's evil if anybody else puts money offshore because you can't trust your government or whatever, or because it's after tax money, and they're now talking about taking after tax money out of our accounts. It's a normal thing. The elites wrote the book on it, but they don't want the general public or the new wealthy, the nouveau riche, to have access to it.
Right. Well, I had one myself. It was after tax income, and I put it offshore because I didn't trust the American banking system. I had full control of it, and it was independent of whatever happened here in America, which gave me a sense of security. So there's nothing illegal about any of these things. Now, sure, many of them are used for illegal purposes, no question. But by and large, there's nothing wrong with this. And yet, when it does come out, because they've already, like you said, the Prime Minister of Iceland has resigned, and there's smear campaigns throughout the world, people are going to be terrified if the CIA says, "Look, you know, we know that you're in this database. Here's the data, but we want a favor. We want
sure.
you to not."
Exactly. It's about blackmail. It's about control. And worse than that, it is about letting the public think our governments are going after corruption, going after international football, you know, soccer organization over little petty stuff about who gets what deal or who gets what sponsorship. Going after stuff like that while the big multinational banks run the aircraft, run the drugs, run the weapons, fast and furious, is still going on through Mexico, out of the Marine Corps base in Arizona, to Al-Qaeda, to ISIS, things that are thousands of times worse, and they sit there and tell us how they're stopping all this corruption. But it gets worse. It's like saying if you have blinds on your windows, you must be doing something wrong or a front door. Because you can have a private bank account or cash, and just because criminals might use that sometimes doesn't mean you can't have privacy and can't have access to it. And I know you harp on this, rightfully so, that if you don't have privacy, you don't have freedom. It's that simple.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, you mentioned the football league and thing. I do not know what the hard-on is that America has for FIFA. But a number of sports figures from FIFA were outed during this Panama Papers smear. And I can guarantee
the Western globalists want it for global propaganda purposes, and they're muscling it because it's actually controlled by an international board. The Russians have a seat at the table. The Russians are in their influence peddling as well, and the Anglo-American West is muscling in and taking it over, period. It's setting the FBI up as this global police force to go put bags over hundreds of the executives' heads in foreign countries and throw them on private jets to fly them back here to face prison.
Absolutely. And privacy, again, you mentioned you can't have freedom without privacy. That is absolutely crucial, and people do not understand that. Because without privacy, the government knows your every move, where you are, who you're talking to, and what you're talking about. And cleaning the streets, as they might call it, would be such a simple thing if they knew everything about everybody. But we have to have privacy. It's just a fundamental right. It's a necessity. I mean, even between husband and wives, where you have almost completely open communication, there might be some things private. I mean, you might be having an affair. You might not choose to tell your wife that. This is your right. I'm not saying it's morally right or wrong, but it's a way to keep a family together, perhaps. So you simply can't remove our privacies. And I've been debating with the FBI up until last week when they finally dropped their lawsuit against Apple about giving a master key to the FBI so that they can spy on everybody who has.
And by the way, that just makes it easier. As you said here months ago, as I said, and I'm not even an expert top hacker like you. I mean, you're well respected, you know, breaking into the Belizean government system with, you know, Trojan horses and the rest of it. But I've talked to people, I have top hackers on, they go, you plug a computer cord that's a computer interface into it. That's, you don't go through the front code, and literally, depending on which generation it is, you can get in a matter of minutes or a matter of hours if it's the latest updates. Most of the apps with big companies have had, the government has done deals to build back doors in them. There are so many ways to get in. It's also known they can energize remotely some of these chips, that the chips themselves in deals with China and others have basically remote boot programs that can be sent in wirelessly. I mean, these are Swiss cheese operations. Why do you think they finally had to admit, okay, we can break into it?
Well, because I found out that the FBI had a contract with an Israeli company called Cellebrite that sells small devices that you can buy for a few $1,000s that you can plug any Apple iPhone into and get all of the data off of it. I don't care whose it is. You don't need any codes. It breaks all the security, breaks the encryption. I found that contract, and I outed them. I said, okay, so obviously you had this contract. You knew all along, and they had purchased these devices. They have thousands of them, Alex. They had already purchased these things, so they knew that they could break into the iPhone. They just wanted to use the fact that this iPhone was used in a terrorist act, which we're all supposed to be terrified of. So
they just wanted to sell the idea to the dumbed-down public that, hey, we can't even break in your phone. We need the keys, everything to keep you safe. Just to sell the idea that we should all wear see-through clothes.
Right. In fact, the FBI mouthpiece I spoke with, James Gordon, when we were debating on CNN, he said at one point, and I cannot believe it, he said, well, you have to give up some privacy in order to get security. My teeth almost fell out. I could not believe that on a national program he would say that.
Sure.
I mean,
what's the next big shoe to drop with all these Panama hoax, Panama paper hoax, and the iPhone hoax? What's the next shoe to drop, Mr. McAfee?
You know, I think they're going to do another law firm. I mean, keep in mind that the Kassock Fonseca firm was the fourth largest, not the largest. There are two firms that are more than twice the size of this one. I guarantee you they're going to be popping into those things soon. So, you know, if anybody out there has accounts there, you might want to, remove yourselves even further from it, because the U.S. government is going to own your ass if you don't. Can I say that on
your mind? No, it's okay, my friend. I mean, look, if this isn't the time to use French, I don't know what time is. How do you think the power structure is doing? I know it's a bunch of different factions, but I want to ask you as we go to break and after the break, what would you call this time in history, my friend?
I would call it utter political chaos, Alex. I would. I mean, we've got the Republican Party seriously in chaos. We've got those in power trying to take the election away from Trump and the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. God knows what's happening there, but it's not pretty in either case. You know, you've got a case of the measles or a bladder infection to choose from.
Or brain cancer. Well, the Democrats, they're just they're robbing Sanders, and now he's trying to rob her. I mean, it's like just mugging each other. Everything's debasing down to gangs. I mean, we're really seeing the curtain pull back, and it is not pretty, folks. This is an amazing time to be alive, though. A lot of opportunity for freedom in this time of change. John McAfee's our guest. Stay with us.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Way is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Way also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Way has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We've got it.
Alright, you are in go.
Alright,
you are in go.
John McAfee is running for president. John McAfee at 2016.com. He's with us for 5 minutes of the next hour. Then Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, hot on the heels of Ted Cruz and the dead D.C. Madams. Phone records that his phone number was found in. So he'll be joining us. And then Richard Reeves, they're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, covering all the craziness. There is so much footage our guys have gotten. Joe Biggs has gotten on the East Coast. Our crew's gotten in Wisconsin of the bedlam. And it's making news all over the world. I haven't even gotten to a lot of the stuff on Infowars.com. So you definitely want to visit that website frequently. There is so much to cover, so much to go over. So much unfolding. But what I wanted to bring up with Mr. McAfee while he's here with us, and in the next segment, talk a little bit about why he's running for president. Now, this is out of Market Watch. Now, you knew this 20 years ago. I knew this 20 years ago. They're moving towards, our audience knew this a long time ago, towards this smart grid technology that's really just back doors to track and trace everything we do in taxes. The police could be controlling your self-driving car. Well, all the new cars are coming out with self-driving technology already in them. They're advertising it as safe technology where the car stops itself or goes out of the way, but this is total control. It's a global program. It's being wired in. They've got all these chips in the computers now that can be wirelessly activated. They have little transponders in them. I mean, this is like something out of a science fiction movie where aliens take over and, you know, program the world to turn against the people. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's just so wild. There's this giant global technocratic program putting Trojans in everything, and now they're getting to the point with Samsung last year going, in the terms of service for a new TV, oh yeah, we are watching and listening to you and selling it to third parties, and yes, we are going to take control of your car, and yes, we are doing this, and yes, we are putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. I mean, it's getting so open. What do you think's going on, John?
Well, I mean, it's ultimate control. I mean, the government that knows everything about the populace becomes a dictatorship. I mean, this is the philosopher's stone of the of people who want to be dictators. If you know everything about the citizenry, then you can control the citizenry, and this is what they want.
Now they're so arrogant. They're saying they'll just take the delegates away from Trump, even if he wins. I mean, that is crazy.
Well, you know, worse things have happened. Not worse, but certainly stranger things have happened in this country. And our government is turned inside out. You know,
well, that's why I'm glad you're running for president. I mean, and so you're...
Well, you know, I'm in the Libertarian Party, and you know what we believe. We believe that personal freedom and liberty is the prime focus of life.
And the greatest secure of freedom. And the greatest secure of security. I mean, freedom right. brings security. Totalitarianism, as Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin said, does not protect you.
Absolutely. What we have is a government which has taken away our freedom. Because what is freedom? Freedom and liberty is the fact that we own our own bodies and our own minds. So I can put into my mind whatever I want. If I choose to believe in evolution, I can do that. Although the government at times has tried to restrict even what we're allowed to teach our children. If I choose to smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol, that's my business. It's not yours. It's certainly not the government's. Our government has become our boss, our mother, and our father instead of our servant, which was its original intent. I don't need a mother and father. I'm 7 years old now.
And so we've reached that point. No one, even the dumbest person, cannot deny we have reached a moment where we are collapsing into flaming, over-the-top, classical tyranny. I mean, who can deny that?
Well, no, we're reaching a totalitarian government. There is no question about it. And they're using the technology of the modern age and all the cyber sciences to gain the knowledge of the citizenry so it can be controlled. I don't want to be controlled.
Stay there. 70 seconds. Five more minutes. I want to ask you, looking into the Philosopher's Stone, what Google's over-the-horizon future predictive systems mean to world economies. John McAfee's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.